Hemmings and Condell, written by Martin Keady, directed by James Steventon. Proudly brought to you by Bamalam Productions. Part 1.
Oh my God. They're putting up the notices again.
What do they say?
What they always say. All theaters to be closed immediately by order of Her Majesty and Parliament. Damn plague. We'll have to take to the road. I'm not sure I can survive another tour.
What's so bad about going on tour?
You'll soon learn. We'll be back.
Shh, John, you're not on stage. You'll wake the children.
We'll be back as soon as the theater is reopened.
I know.
Oh, don't worry. Henry and I will be all right.
I'm not worried about you two. You can protect each other. I'm worried about me and the children. Who'll protect us while you're away, eh?
I'm sorry, Mr. Hemmings, but we really have to go.
I know. I have to go, Rebecca. You know that.
I know you do. But that doesn't make your absence any easier to bear.
I know it's hard, Mr. Hemmings, to leave your family.
No, you don't, Henry, because you don't have a family. When you do, then you'll know how hard it is.
So you're Lord Strange's men?
That's right. The four of us are all members of his theatrical company.
Your license is in order, so you can leave. But most people in the country are heading into London to escape the plague. Doubt you'll find a paying audience out there.
We can but try. Giddy up! Yeah!
Halt! Who goes there?
We are players, sir. So there's no need to point that pitchfork at us.
Players?
Aye, sir. We are members of Lord Strange's Men, the finest theatrical company in London.
Then why aren't you in London?
We are currently engaged on a short tour of the inns and taverns of Kent.
Well, we don't want you here.
Why not?
Because players carry plague.
No, sir, that is not true.
It is true. Everyone else has the good sense to stay where they are, where they were born. But you players, oh, you travel around carrying the plague with you. Well, you're not bringing it here. Now turn around and get back the way you came, or I'll stab you with me pitchfork, I will.
Philistines. England is full of Philistines.
Yeah, very well. You can perform in my tavern.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
In return for half your takings, and I'll collect the money.
She's trying to rob us, Mr. Hemmings.
Of course she's trying to rob us. But there's nothing we can do about it.
Why not?
Because it's late. Because there isn't another town or tavern around for miles. And because even if we found one before dark, they would almost certainly turn us away. Like all the other towns and taverns we've been to today. We have to accept.
All right. But I'm playing the evil angel tonight, and I'm going to put a curse on her.
Oh, Faustus, lay that damned book aside and gaze not on it. Lest it tempt thy soul and heap God's heavy wrath upon thy head. Read the scriptures. That
is blasphemy.
Go forward, Faustus, in that famous art wherein all nature's treasury is contained. Be thou on earth as Jove is in the sky, lord and commander of these elements.
Oh, God help me!
Oh, God. 'Tis the sweat. 'Tis the plague.
How did it get here?
The plague has brought it.
Aye. We must drive them out before they infect us all.
They're not just dressed as devils. They are devils.
It wasn't us. We're not sick. We're healthy. Henry, look out! Oh, run!
Do you think they've given up?
I hope so. I couldn't run another yard. Oh, my God! Oh,
what is it?
We've left behind all the props, all the instruments, and all the costumes. Well, apart from the ones we're wearing. And most importantly, the horses! Strange will make us pay for everything we've lost.
Really?
Of course. He'll take it out of our wages, such as they are. Well, that settles it. I've had enough.
Enough of what?
Acting! It's bad enough when the theaters are open. Even then, we barely scrape a living. But when they're shut, like now, it's awful. We're forced to travel the highways and byways of England looking for somewhere to perform and risking our lives in the process. Well, that's it. No more! When we return to London, I'm retiring from the stage.
What? You don't mean that, Mr. Hemmings. You can't mean it. You live to act. We both do.
I know, Henry, but I can't make a living from it. Grocery may be infinitely less interesting than acting, but it's also infinitely more secure.
Oh, surely it's better to do something you love, whatever the difficulties or dangers, than something you loathe.
Ha! It's easy for you to say that.
Why?
Because you're young. Burbage, what are you doing here?
John, how are you, you old rogue? I was just having breakfast with your charming wife when I saw you both approaching. What's happened to you both? You look dreadful.
We had to walk back to London from Kent after our tour was rudely interrupted.
Bloody bumpkins.
By the looks of it, you haven't had to take to the road.
I spent quite enough time on tour when I was a young man. I couldn't withstand it now.
Neither can I.
Well, you won't have to. Not anymore.
What do you mean?
I have news.
What news?
Strange news of Lord Strange.
For God's sake, don't mention that name.
Why not?
Because, having lost all his props, instruments, costumes, and horses, we'll be in his debt forever.
Oh, no, you won't.
Why not? Has he suddenly acquired a forgiving nature?
No. He has suddenly died.
What?
What? The plague that closed his theatre, and every other theatre in London, has now closed him too. Permanently.
Well, that confirms it.
Confirms what?
My retirement from the stage. Without Lord Strange, there'll be no more Lord Strange's men.
But you don't understand. A new company has been formed from the remnants of Lord Strange's men.
A new company?
Yes. The Lord Chamberlain's men. Under the patronage of Lord Hunsdon, the Lord Chamberlain himself, the man in charge of court, revels.
What?
In addition to performing for the masses, the new company will perform regularly at the court, even on special occasions, for the Queen herself.
I don't believe it.
You can believe me. I've been put in charge of hiring men for the new company.
Really?
Yes. That's why I'm here. I can't think of a finer company manager than you, John.
Might there be room in the new company for me, Mr. Burbage?
Of course, Henry. There's room enough for the master and the apprentice.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Burbage. That's a great relief.
Who else have you hired?
I have some actors from the Lord Admiral's men. And we have a writer, so he can perform new plays.
Who is he?
Name of Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? Who's he?
He wrote Titus Andronicus.
Any good?
Well, it was full of blood.
Well, you've got to give the audience what they want.
Shakespeare's no Marlowe, but he's not bad.
There'll never be another Marlowe.
No, there won't.
Poor Kit. God rest his soul. He may have been a Satanist
and a sodomite,
but he could write like an angel.
Anyway, the most important thing is that we'll have a proper patronage and a steady income.
No more road?
No more road.
He's done it again!
Where is the Shakespeare failure? In fact, in all the years we've been together, I don't think I can think of one.
Costume off, please.
Oh, come on, Mr. Hemmings. Can't I have a drink first?
No.
Why not?
Because, like every other actor I've ever met, you'll have one drink, then another, and then before you know it, you'll be mewling and puking like an infant, and my beautiful robes will be ruined. So costume off, please.
Very well. How are the takings, Mr. Condles?
Well, excellent. The audiences clearly appreciate Falstaff.
Well done, Will. Another triumph.
Well done yourself, Richard. You are Falstaff, just as you were Shylock and Bottom before. And
we're all marvellous. Now, where are the refreshments? I need a drink.
Oh, is that wine?
Alan, what are you doing here? You're not allowed backstage.
It's my land that you're standing on, Burbage, and I can go wherever I want to on my property. Now, I asked you a question. Is that wine?
So what if it is? Aren't we entitled to a drink after a performance?
No, you're not. I've told you before, all of you, that drinking alcohol is forbidden on these premises.
Damn you, Puritans. You're always spoiling other people's fun. Can't we even enjoy the first performance of a new play?
First performance? Oh, no. It's your last performance, or at least one of them.
What does that mean?
It means that I'm terminating your tenancy with immediate effect.
What? You can't do that.
I can and I am.
Why?
For your continually flouting of the terms of the lease, by drinking on the premises, and for staging plays that celebrate drunks and sinners like that fatto Falstaff. That's why I'm giving you 1 month's notice to quit.
A month? But that's barely enough time to remove the seats and stage.
Oh, you don't have to worry about removing them. I'll be keeping them.
You can't do that. The lease says we have permission to take down any building that we might erect.
Oh, does it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, well, we can discuss the matter further in court. If you can afford a lawyer and a long drawn-out court case. Oh, good night. I was going to say gentlemen, but of course you're not gentlemen, are you? No player could ever be a gentleman.
We ought to run him through.
No, Richard. That way, we'll end up in court contesting a murder charge rather than the terms of a lease.
No court would convict us.
Why? Because society has such a high opinion of players? Of course not. They use us for their entertainment, and then when they've had it, they get rid of us. 'Twas ever thus, 'twill be ever thus.
It's starting to snow.
Can you stop looking out of the window, John, and concentrate on the matter in hand?
All right.
Oh, stop bickering, you two. Now, what are we going to do?
What we always do, Will.
Which is what?
Move, of course. That's why we're called travelling players.
But where to?
I have an idea. I have a neighbour who recently inherited a plot of land on Bankside.
Bankside, John?
Yes, right beside the river. I'm sure we could lease it for him. It's perfect. There's lots of space, and he'll charge us less rent than Alan does. To be honest, I was going to suggest we move there before Alan evicted us. Now we have no choice.
But the Rose is on Bankside. We'd be cutting our throats if we moved next door.
Not necessarily. Bankside is big enough for two theaters, especially if one of them is showing Shakespeare's plays.
Oh, you're tin-coin-jawed.
I'm not being kind. It's a fact. No one draws an audience like you will, and Bankside is where all the audiences are.
Exactly. Because it's where all the bear pits and brothels are.
Would your neighbor really lease the land to us?
I'm sure he would. He's retiring to the country, so he has no use for it himself.
And what kind of lease are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. How long?
Oh, about 30 years.
30 years?
At least. We can stake our whole future there.
There's a problem.
What's that?
We have no stage or seats. Alan won't let us take them, even though they're ours.
He is right, Mr. Hemmings.
It's really starting to snow now.
Damn you, John. This is no time to prattle about the weather.
Hang on. I've had an idea. It might sound mad.
Your ideas usually do.
But it might just work.
Where is he? I'm freezing. Don't worry about John.
He's the most trustworthy man I know. He'll be here shortly.
Hello!
What did I tell you? Who's he?
Will, Richard, this is the man I told you about. Mr. Peter Street, the finest theatrical carpenter in London. The man who built The Rose.
Pleased to meet you, gentlemen, especially you, Mr. Shakespeare. I've heard an awful lot about you.
Oh, none of it good, I trust.
Very little, as befits a player.
Oh, very good. Now, listen here, Mr. Street. Mr. Burbage has something to ask you.
Go ahead.
I know you've built many theatres, including The Rose, but have you ever taken one down?
No, but it's the same process, just... you know, in reverse.
I suppose it is.
I don't doubt, Mr. Street, that you can take the theatre down. But the question is, can you do it quickly? You see, we only have a few days while Alan's away for Christmas visiting his relatives.
Don't worry, we'll work fast. Come on, boys, let's take her apart.
Careful with that. Thank you. I think that's almost everything.
Only the walls are left, and they come down today.
It's not much now, but one day it will be the finest theatre in London.
Nay, the world.
Most importantly, it will be our theatre.
Exactly. We won't have to answer to anyone else.
Except the censor.
Here, how long will it take to build?
Oh, about 6 months.
6 months?
At most.
Why so long? It's only taken a few days to take it down.
Because it will be bigger, better, and grander than any theatre ever built, as befits Shakespeare's theatre.
That's very kind of you to say, John, but what will we do for 6 months? We'll starve.
It's all right, Will. We've already negotiated a temporary lease with the Curtain Theatre while construction's going on.
Everything's arranged, Will. All you have to do is write.
Yes. More masterpieces, please.
I have only one wish.
Oh, yes? And what's that?
I wish I could see old Alan's face when he returns from his Christmas holiday.
Bloody costumes! Why won't any of them stay in one piece?
Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans...
everything!
Everything! That's it! Damn!
Hello, Will.
Hello, John. Hello, everyone. I've got a problem.
What problem?
I've received a commission for a special performance, you see.
Well, a commission's not a problem. It's an opportunity.
You don't understand. It's from the Earl of Southampton.
Your so-called patron.
The very same. He's been in Ireland for 3 years. In fact, ever since we moved here from Shoreditch. But now, he's back in London, and he wants a play performed.
Which play?
Richard II, complete with the dethroning scene.
What?
Did he leave his mind in Ireland?
We can't perform Richard II. At least not with a dethroning scene.
The Queen and her advisers, especially Lord Cecil, don't want any depictions of a sovereign surrendering their throne. Not with the uncertainty surrounding the succession. That's why they banned it.
If the Queen or any member of the Privy Council, especially Lord Cecil, finds out that we're performing it, we'll be killed.
Or worse, sent to the Tower.
Why does Southampton even want a performance of Richard II, complete with dethroning scene?
In honor of the Earl of Essex.
The Earl of Essex? But he's under house arrest for treason.
I know. Southampton wants to stir Essex's followers, including his former soldiers. His veterans of the Irish War, and they're going to petition the Queen.
To do what, Will?
To restore Essex's title of vice-regent and reinstate him as heir to the throne.
What?
The Queen won't give in to any petition.
I know. I told Southampton that, but he didn't care. He demands that I do as he asks. Otherwise, he will demand immediate repayment of all the money he supposedly gave me over the years, including the money for the sonnets that I wrote in his honour, which I used to invest in the Globe. Oh, I'll be ruined. I'll lose my share in the company and everything I've ever worked for.
Perhaps we, the rest of the company, could find the money to repay him.
Yes. We could all help you to repay him.
Oh, absolutely. It's typically kind of you all to offer, but no player, or even an entire company of players, could find such a large sum at such short notice.
But this is pulling the dragon's tail. You risk everything.
I know, but I have no choice. I owe him, and I have to repay him. And this... Well, this is the only way I can do it.
Then I'll do it too. For one thing, you can't play all the parts yourself. For another, I owe you.
You don't owe me anything, John.
Yes, I do. Without you, I would still be a part-time actor and grocer, reduced to risking my life by going on tour in the plague-ridden countryside, rather than a part owner of the greatest theater company in England. Nay, the world! I owe you everything, Will. My career, my fortune, everything. We all do.
That's right, Will. Without you, I would never have been Richard III, or Henry V, or Falstaff.
And I'd still be a fishmonger smelling of fish.
We all owe you for making us what we are. That's why we'll help you to discharge your debt to Southampton, once and for all.
Oh, thank you. All of you.
But there are a couple of conditions.
Of course.
First, the production will only be for Essex's supporters, his veterans, and not the general public.
Good. That'll make it easier to keep quiet.
And if any of the Queen's men appear, we stop performing immediately. Or at least drop the dethroning scene.
Oh, agreed. Now, all we've got to do is persuade the men.
The men. Hang the men.
Hang them?
Aye. They'll do what we say, or they can find another company. There are plenty of other companies in London, but there's only one Shakespeare, and they know it.
This royal throne of kings, this sceptred isle, this earth...
Oh, here we go. This is the dethroning scene.
Pray God it's not the last scene we play. The Queen won't give up her throne if that's what they're hoping.
Oh, Mr. Hemmings, they can't be hoping for that, can they?
Well, if they are, they'll be severely disappointed.
This realm, this England!
God save the Earl of Essex! God save our King!
I don't believe it. Southampton's gods are handing out money to everyone as they leave.
It's the first time I've seen an audience being paid rather than paying to see a play. It explains their enthusiasm.
Oh, quiet. Here comes Southampton.
Oh, thank you, Will. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, my lord.
And, by way of thanks, Will, here is that letter you sought. Signed and notarized by a lawyer, discharging you of all your debts to me.
Oh, thank you, my lord.
And here is the final payment for the rest of you. I think you will find it exceedingly generous, but you have earned every penny. Thank you once again from myself and from my master. It was marvellous, and all that we had hoped for. After such an exhilarating performance, we are emboldened.
Emboldened to do what?
My Lord Essex, the performance was magnificent. It rallied the troops wonderfully. Having seen a monarch surrender power on stage, they are ready to see one surrender power for real.
They have seen that there is precedent for what we do.
Indeed, my lord.
Like the supposed rebel Bolingbroke, our cause is just. That is why we will triumph.
Indubitably.
It would be treason not to act. After all, if I do not claim the throne, who will? Scotland? France?
Even Spain, where the Armada failed. So-called diplomacy may prevail.
That cannot happen.
No, it cannot.
Once we leave this room, Henry, there is no going back. The Queen will have me hung, drawn and quartered just for evading house arrest, let alone plotting against her as her so-called advisers, especially Cecil, no doubt describe it. And the same is true for any man who helps me. So if you want to leave me, Henry, to abandon me, go now. Otherwise, stay the course.
I will stay the course, my lord.
Good! Then, let us claim what is ours.
Have you heard?
Burbage, what's wrong?
Essex and Southampton have led a rebellion against the Queen.
Oh, my God!
The rebellion failed, and both men, along with what remains of their followers, are in the tower.
Oh my God. And we shall soon join them.
You have been listening to Hemmings and Condell, Part 1, written by Martin Keady, directed by James Steventon, starring Richard P. Peralta, James Steventon, Becky Dewick, Catherine Rodden, Jacob Lander, Sapphire Brewer Marchant, and Beth Lilly.